This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Generation Next. Love it.
29 minutes to 8. You are listening to Joy 94.9's amazing youth and news show, Generation Next. Joined tonight by Dil, Caitlin and Annalise. We're giving away a prize on tonight's show with the CD, Random Access Memories from Daft Punk. Text in on 0427 Joy 949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au with your membership number. For your chance to win, you can't have won a prize in the past 2 weeks. We got a call in from reception, and you can call in as well on 1300 Joy 949 from Grant from Gordon, wishing Gen Next and everyone at Joy a happy 20th birthday. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Grant, and sorry I didn't get back to your message this morning, doll. But had every intention, just was flat out. But I do appreciate your love. Kim from Fairfield also called, asking if we could do some requests. Kim, thanks for that. Explain that the playlist was preset, but we could do a shout out. Kim, I'm not quite sure how to make sense of that, but hey, we are shouting out to you right now. So Kim in Fairfield, lots of love from Dil, Caitlin and Annalise.
Joining us on the Gen Next panel right now is a former Gen Next host, Andrew Wheatland. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, nothing much. Just a mother day. Had a bit of cake before I came in, you know.
Great. Yeah.
And I'm eyeing them off. Those cupcakes look amazing. Andrew, let's establish, when did you join this fabulous station?
So I was actually trying to think about that on the way in. I think it was probably either 2008 or 2009. I know I really started listening to Joy like pretty full on when I was at uni. So that was a few years earlier. And then once I finished uni, I was kind of like, oh, I've got a bit of spare time on my hands. Perhaps I should get involved. So
how did you discover Joy? Was it simply like in the car on the way to your lectures or tutes? Or
no, so random actually. So I went to, I joined the like queer club at uni, and they had organized like a queer awareness day, and they invited Joy to come along, and Joy was kind of like there. They brought their full, I guess, outside broadcast thing. And they were broadcasting from our university.
Which uni was it?
Swinburne.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's when I kind of first heard of Joy, because I'd never really heard of them before. And I've lived in Melbourne my whole life, so shame on me. But I found myself kind of like listening to Joy while I was studying and like really getting into it. And I really love like the morning shows. Great fun. And so I kind of just kept on listening and then decided that I should get involved. And I signed up for like a Taste of Radio course.
Yes, we've all done the Taste. Was that the 3 month course? You'd come in during the evenings?
Yeah, would have been about 3 months. And then as part of it, you have to like sit in on a radio show and just listen to see how they do it. So I decided, oh, well, I'll come along to Gen Next and I'll just have a little sit in and see what they do. And Micah was hosting it at the time. And he's like, sure, come along, come and sit in. And so I'm sitting there, like, listening away. And all of a sudden, he's like, and we've got a special guest in the studio. And he turned on my microphone. And
oh my God, freak out. And you're like, woo!
Massive freak out.
Do you know what? The same thing happened to me. Because I was doing Taste of Radio. And then Emma was the producer, and she's just like, oh, come along, we'll have a chat. Mics went live, and you just had that deer in the headlights, and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh.
Well, you know what's real interesting is I, like, listened back to it, and I thought, oh, I don't really like the way that I sound. Like,
no,
I
hey, listen, thought, newsflash, no one does.
I had thought that perhaps getting involved with Joy might mean that I might get to answer the phone when people call up for competitions, and like maybe I would, you know, do some paper administration-y things.
Babe, why would you want to do that when you're at a radio station? Go and work in a corporate office and be the receptionist. You're cute on radio. Stick to the microphone.
Well, it was really interesting because I mentioned it when I went back to the Taste of Radio course. I said, oh, you know, I didn't really like the way that I sounded. And the guy who was running the course at the time, he said to me, like, seriously looked me straight in the eye. And he was like, you should not try and change for anyone. Like, even though you might have a very distinctive voice or people might instantly identify who you are, you should always be yourself, because somewhere out there in radio land, there will be someone listening who you can identify with you, who thinks, oh, well, that person is kind of like me. And so that really spurred me on to actually try and get over my fear of hearing myself on the radio.
Well, you're doing an amazing job now.
What made you stay with Joy? What's kept you here? Because you've been here for a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years. Well, I think one of the things that's really lovely about Joy is that every time you come in here, you feel the vibe that everybody is looking out for each other. And we really kind of like celebrate who we are as a community. So it's very, very strong kind of celebratory atmosphere. So that's why I keep coming in and I keep listening, because I think it's really important to keep in touch with what is happening, like just to keep informed about what's happening in the community and what other people are thinking and feeling. So it's a good kind of a good link.
Nice. And you're currently the producer and one of the presenters on The Spirit Lounge.
Yeah, so when I worked on the Spirit Lounge for 2 years now, I think, 2 and a bit years, we kind of saw that there was a need and that no one was talking about issues around faith and spirituality for the gay and lesbian community. So we thought, hey, it would be a really nice idea to create a safe space to talk about those kinds of issues. And I identify myself as a gay Christian, and I thought there's not a lot of voices on Joy or anywhere, in fact, that are talking about issues of faith and sexuality and putting the two together in a real positive light. Like, it seemed to me that every time that there was a news article about gays and religion, it was always like bad, negative light. So I thought, Let's do something different.
That's amazing, because I love that idea, because you want to be the change. If you want change in the world, sometimes you have to be the change, the person that makes that change, and you've totally done that.
You've changed
the
even,
I guess,
just in a very small way within the community. Perhaps you've helped influence some people's minds, and perhaps you've helped. You've birthed an awakening of creating a more positive relationship between faith and religion, and being gay or homosexuality. Because it doesn't necessarily need to be negative. And I think that it sounds like you're at peace with your sexuality, and you have faith. You know, and you're at peace with that. So I think it's great to lead by example as well. And I think having a show is, you're bringing something really valuable to the community.
And one of the things that's really fascinating is, as soon as you tell somebody about what the show's about, so you say, oh yeah, you know, we kind of explore about issues of faith.
It's controversial, isn't it?
Everybody wants to tell you about what they think, which is awesome. It just shows that we need more spaces which are safe, where people can express themselves. And there is like a story out there that is just waiting to be told. And I think it's really important that we have places like Joy where we can come and tell our stories and know that we're not going to be judged, because this is an expression of who we are.
Andrew, can I just ask you lastly, what sort of response do you get from our Joy listeners with your show? What sort of messages do you get in? What sort of topics do you generate?
Really, it's overwhelmingly positive.
Great.
Yeah. So lots and lots of positive feedback. We kind of, when we started the show, we were a bit like cautious, because Joy's pretty proudly secular, and I guess there's been a lot of people in our community who have been hurt by organized religions,
right?
And so I think it's a bit scary when you go with a show proposal and go, oh, we've got a Christian guy and a priest lined up to do a show. And would you be able to give us some airtime?
But you did, and you've made it work. So congratulations, Andrew. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us. That's really, really cool.
We have got a message in just quickly before we jump to a track. Hey, Joy. To me, Joy means a connection to the diverse gay community. As a person living 3 hours east of Melbourne, Joy is extremely important to me. After listening to the podcast a couple of years, I finally joined up as a member this year. I love the diversity of the programs you have and know that whatever stage of life each listener of Joy is at, their voice will be heard and supported. Thanks, Matt from Bairnsdale.
Matthew Bills, how articulate of you. Thank you for contributing that. That's a really gorgeous text.
Quite lovely. Mm. Now, just before we get ready to have a chat with Kyle, because we've had Jacob, yourself and Kyle, and you, the three of you, you were together on the same show, the same Gen Next series.
Yeah, we were. So basically we did a couple of seasons together, actually, working as a team, and I thought, oh, it's like a little reunion.
When can people hear you next on Joy?
So we're, the Spirit Lounge is on at 8 on Thursday nights.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for spending some time on the Gen Next couch.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we've got more Gen Next coming up right after this.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to this Joy podcast. Generation Next is a show for LGBTI youth, and you can connect with us online anytime. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter today.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.